Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Labrie from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us today. And I am curious, Mike, do you think that American business is becoming concerned when they just look at the snapshot of the situation with TikTok, owned by the Chinese, used by lots and lots of young people in the United States, but now the president's saying, no, you can sell it, but we're not going to allow the Chinese to continue to have this app on phones all across the country?
Yeah, I would say concern, yeah, certainly fits in there, but at the same time, opportunistic, because whoever developed the technology, it's very widely accepted, and it's very widely used, and gosh, we haven't learned anything over the last several years. Once any platform gets to some sort of critical mass with enough eyes watching or enough ears listening, that becomes an incredibly valuable tool. Wall Street is certainly watching that. The president's paying attention. It is widely reported over the weekend that Microsoft has actually mounted efforts to acquire TikTok, and that would be a very large acquisition, even by Microsoft standards. But where that will fall in the regulatory thing, John, I don't know. I'm not sure a lot of people do. Now, the gentleman that runs TikTok for the Chinese entity that owns it is a longtime American technocrat, so it'll be fun to watch behind the scenes. But in the meantime, we're going to keep an eye on earnings coming out this week. Still a lot more of those, although last week was the peak. Lots going on in Washington. Pelosi and Mnuchin will be meeting today. And then we'll end Friday. Don't know if anybody else will be paying attention, but I'm betting the job numbers and the unemployment rate will get a lot of attention from Wall Street. So it's August, historically a slower time, but we're going to be busy this week, and we want to bet TikTok would be just one of those stories.
All right. Well, we will keep our eyes open.
And I'll keep you guys posted.
Mike Labrie from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.